Do you know that in this congregation there's at least one opinion? And they're good, right? We value each and every person. If you just took me, I'm just one person. I have to say every day, Lord, please, let me be Jesus. Let my people see Jesus. Now, that is an enormous discipline for me because my whole propensity surrounds me. They focused on Jesus. Number six, they carried a deep conviction. The Encouraging
Word. Welcome to the Friday edition of Dr. Don Wilton and the Encouraging Word. This Bible-based teaching is going to put an exclamation point on our week in such a powerful way as Dr. Wilton concludes his message on the first response. We'll be getting to that word in just a moment, literally seconds away. But Dr. Don wants me to start by reminding you, we're here for you. We're connecting right now on our website, keyboard to keyboard, at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. We're also talking and praying at 866-899-WORD. Jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-WORD. 899-9673 will always connect you with one of us, happy to talk, to listen, to pray, and connect with great resources. The Encouraging Word. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
This Jesus, whom you by your sin crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the apostles, What do we do now? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is not only for you and for your children and for all who are far off, but for everyone whom the Lord calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying to them, you listening? Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and in this instant, there were added to that day about 3,000 souls. I can't shake this. We call it sometimes the first sermon ever preached, right out of the hatch, so to speak. It's the first response. This is what they did immediately. This is what came from their heart. They hadn't had time to get it all mixed up with anything excepting the power and presence of the Spirit. This is what God put in their hearts. So what about this first response? Well, first of all, it necessitated them standing up. We looked at that last week. The Bible says in verse 14, and there's a beautiful picture here because the picture is a picture here of Peter, who delivered the sermon on the southern steps, standing up. But the Bible very clearly says in verse 14 that standing with him were all those who had believed in Jesus. Are you in? This picture of spiritual unity is a wonderful picture. It's one voice. It's a diverse group. It's personalities and, you know, pet peeves. And I'll guarantee you, some of them loved chicken and some of them loved lamb. I wouldn't be surprised there are a bunch of vegetarians amongst them. I doubt it as I study these guys. I don't know. They were all different, up this way, down that way. But there's one thing. When it came to Jesus, they stood together. They not only stood together inside the room, they stood together outside the room. And this whole testimony here is when they left the southern steps of the temple, they went out into the world and they took their stand. This is marketplace. They translated everywhere they went into a pulpit that witnessed for Christ. Every gesture. And sometimes it can be so small. You do this all the time. Even when you buy someone else a Coke. I was put to the test this last week because I went to go and get something at a shop and I was standing in line waiting, and there was a gentleman in front of me, and all he had in his hand was a cup of coffee. That's all he had. And he was an elderly gentleman, and he got it out and he started fumbling around for change. And here I am with a few extra, a lot more than what he had. And you're going to all look at me and say, oh boy, aren't you wonderful? I'm just telling you, this is so silly, it's hardly worth mentioning. And I just said, sir, enjoy your coffee. I got that for you. He said, no, I pay. No, don't worry about a thing. I'll just add that to my tab there. Now, he couldn't get past the door to let me out afterwards. He couldn't get over the fact that how? A cup of coffee? Necessitated standing up, speaking up. Number two, it called for careful explanation. You know, this is replete, this wonderful presentation here. The Spirit of God had come down upon these people. And in verse 14, the Bible says very clearly, this needs to be made known. Here's the bottom line, believers. When you speak, standing up in the marketplace, make it known. Explain it. Go speak to school teachers about that. They go absolutely crazy trying to explain things. That's what they do. They understand what it means to take a young mind, explain it. We moms and dads say, now, how many more times have I got to tell you this? Now, that has a different ending sometimes, but I'm going to just tell you. This first response called for careful explanation. It demanded very close attention. He says here in verse 14, give ear to my words. It carries with it the idea of, listen, pay attention, man. So every one of you, again, I'm using maybe a education overriding theme here, but we identify with this. So you can take a classroom and you can take a brilliant teacher who knows everything about the subject but is never able to command attention. Then you get another teacher who just the same, but there's just something. You sit up and take note. You've been around coaches like that? When it comes to something that you believe, the demanding of close attention is not a mandate. I cannot stand here today and demand your attention. But you're listening, aren't you? And I'm not messing around up here. You understand me? Not because of Don, but because, how do you explain this? This is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not unloving. It's not it's what God does. I am empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's a strange thing. Children have a far greater propensity to love and respect parents who demand their attention than those who say, listen, it's fine with me, go and play in the traffic. It's not about me or you saying that. And it carries a consequence because there will always be one or two who will say, Every single classroom will have young people in it that defy the opportunity. And many of them pay a high consequence. You, my friend, at any time of your choosing, are free to go. You catch my drift? But I do invite you in the name of the Lord, because this is life-changing. What Jesus has done for me, He'll do the same thing for you. Number four, it included both testaments. I've got to just say this, this first response included both testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, we're going to unpack this, I'm sure, as we go through this wonderful study together. But there's a big question going on in today's world. Is the Old Testament actually still relevant? So I'm just going to put this absolutely. Charles Haddon Spurgeon put it like this. He said, "Every time I open the book, I make a beeline for the cross." Dr. W.A. Criswell, the longtime pastor of First Baptist Dallas, one of the greatest Bible expositors, I loved what he said. He said, "You know, there's a scarlet thread that just runs through the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Everything in the Old Testament points toward Jesus. Everything in the New Testament points back to Jesus. Jesus is the centerpiece on the mantelpiece." Here he quotes the prophet Joel. He quotes David twice. What is he talking about? Verse 20, he's talking about the preparation for the coming of the Lord Jesus. In verse 25, he's talking about the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 35, he's talking about the sovereign reign of Jesus. By the way, this is Old Testament, which brings me to the fifth point of the first response. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, focused on Jesus. I just love verse 22. I'm not so sure if verse 22 is not the one of the, you know, my personal favorite verses. Here's this man facing intimidation and isolation and incapacitation. The Spirit of God comes upon him and fills him, and he stands up and he says, "People, listen up. Jesus of Nazareth." Verse 32, this Jesus. It's at the name of Jesus. Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, the gift of God. Jesus who came and made himself known, was tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin, identified with us in every way. This Jesus whom we crucified through our sin was laid in a grave, by the power of God was raised on the third day and is alive and ascended to be seated at the right hand of the Father. This Jesus who's coming back. For God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. You know, it's right there in the center. This first response, you know, we make a statement like this. We don't have to make that statement. But believers need to focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Everything else falls into place. Everything comes from, points to Jesus. In the church, just focus on Jesus. Lay aside everything else. The only relevancy in the church is Jesus. And then everything else takes its rightful place. It's like a home, many ways. You know, sometimes, seemingly, the most difficult thing to do is for mom and dad to just perpetually just love each other. Yes, I'd love to talk to you about the new motor car that you buy your son when he turns 16. That's great. I did that. You know, about the holidays and about taking care of and nurturing, everything is wonderful. But I'm telling you, it finds its root in the way in which mommy and daddy love each other. If you want your children to grow up with something in them that you cannot buy, just love each other. Husbands, love your wives. Love, just love one another. And in so demonstrating the love that you have for Jesus, and everything else fits in place. But you go around barking at each other, pointing fingers, ripping one another to pieces, fighting, and worse, paddling your own canoe, having attitudes, demeaning, abusing one another, your children suffer. And you can buy them new boats and motor cars. You can be one of those people who actually believe that if they are able to get a scholarship to play ball at university, their life is made. You are wrong. You are so wrong. But I hope they do get a scholarship, because it is wonderful to play ball. What were they doing here, these believers? What were they sent out with? What happened here in their first response? They focused on Jesus. And that's it. You know, I know it sounds awfully kind of strange. That's jolly hard to do. You want me to tell you why it's hard to do as believers? Because there's a lot of good things going on. There are carpets and there are buildings and they're leaking roofs and they're... Do you know that in this congregation there's at least one opinion? And they're good, right? We value each and every person. If you just took me, I'm just one person. I have to say every day, Lord, please, let me be Jesus. Let my people see Jesus. Now, that is an enormous discipline for me because my whole propensity surrounds me. They focused on Jesus. Number six, they carried a deep conviction.
Oh, forgive the interruption. It's true, he doesn't need us, but isn't it exciting that though God needs none of us, he chooses to use us? Oh, forgive me. You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word broadcast. And whether you're listening on the podcast or online, or maybe a friend sent this to you as a link, we are grateful to have you studying God's Word, drawing closer to God, and more importantly, seeing how God's Word encourages us in order that we might encourage others. Again, God doesn't need us to do that, but he calls us to do it.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive two bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
We have wonderful resources that will help you do that on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, if you're not getting the email from Dr. Wilton every morning, mercy, it starts my day in such a wonderful way. It kind of jump starts my quiet time. It's absolutely free. Go to our website, sign up for it, the Daily Encouraging Word email, or you can even text right now. Just text the word daily to 30500. That's right. If you text daily, that one word, to 30500, we'll send you back a hot link, we call it. You sign up, and by this time tomorrow, you're receiving every single day a word of encouragement from Dr. Don Wilton. Speaking of Dr. Don, let's dive back in today's message, the conclusion of the first response with Dr. Don Wilton.
This was their first response. You know, look at verse 29. Don't you love verse 29? I must say to you with confidence. Can you feel that? Do you know a person who not only has seen and heard but believes, but who knows that they believe and carries that believing confidence is a force to contend with? Do you know that? And it carries a price with those who would think you just nothing more than drunk. If you are a person who carries confidence in your belief, those who consider you to be idiotic will never include you in their circle. They don't want you there. So no, you're not going to get that invitation. I've yet to find out in the world, people, whatever it might be, oh man, let's get a real born-again Christian to be in the middle of this. Let's invite that young lady here to the party on Friday night. Oh man, she just loves the Lord. Let her come. Are you kidding me? Man, that young couple there that doing so well in business, but they love the Lord. And all of a sudden, you're going to find out that these other four couples went off for that weekend and somehow they just managed to not include you. Let me tell you why they did. They don't want you there. You got too much confidence about Jesus. And finally, not conclusively, they witnessed amazing results. You know, I've always loved this, that verse 41. They were added that day about 3,000 souls. Can't tell you how many times when Dr. Billy Graham over 25 years sitting there with him. What an incredible witness. And so many times I find myself just smiling because, you know, I was a little cheeky sometimes with him. This was, I remember so clearly one day just getting out this verse and saying, yeah, Mr. Graham, you know, look at this verse here. They had a Billy Graham crusade right here after the first sermon. And he leant over to me when I brought it out. He said, really? I never thought about that. I said, well, it's a good time to start thinking about it now, Mr. Graham. And then he just took that and he said to me, Don, isn't that what the Spirit of God does? He's always done that. He doesn't need me. This is nothing new. Lives are being changed. Steve, come up here with the team, brother. You and the, come up here with me. This group here that's joining me here, we're just a group of people who are here to worship the Lord Jesus. Steve, you know, come over here with me a second. You know, he and I have been serving the Lord together for well over 35 years. And so what are we doing? What is this, you know? It's coming together to worship the Lord Jesus, present Jesus. I find myself, like I can't help it. And I watch you and the team, the prayer, the choir, and the orchestra, and, you know, the band in Genesis, and I watch you, and it's like you can't help yourself. And my beloved friends, we're not facing death. We're not facing execution. But what are our children facing? Where's this going? What do we believe? How important is this? How do we know? Do we write the script? The script's already been written. There's nothing more to add. And in fact, if anyone does add, God says, be careful. Don't take away from the scriptures. Don't add anything. Don't get up there and decide that God doesn't matter, people. Don't start setting up your own list of criterion. And don't ever think that God has changed his mind. He loves you just the same. And his desire is for you and me to know him. That's why we can sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. And I invite you today to give your life to Jesus. Yes, having done so, I want you to be part of a church that teaches and preaches the Word of God, in which Jesus is the centerpiece on the mantelpiece. Because this is not a social club. This is not a little weekly gathering until next week. This is where we come to worship, to lay our lives, to learn, to study, to hear explanations, to run face to face with confidence. And then, empowered by the Spirit, God by His Spirit will take us. He'll use you right there in your marketplace of life. He'll give you more joy. He'll strengthen your marriage. He'll give your children something money cannot buy, because the price has already been paid. His name is Jesus. So it's in Jesus' name today. I'm going to invite you to come. We want to pray with you. Come and say that you've given your life to Christ. Come and recommit your life to Christ. Be on the inside. Put your roots down. Seal the envelope of your commitment to Him. Do it. Because this is what He's given to us. And your life will be so strengthened, enriched. Because I'm here to declare to you, together with me, and only because of Christ, that I am complete and courageous in Him. And I need every bit of Him, because I perpetually feel incomplete and fearful. I love you.
Glory, what a powerful message. We need him so desperately. And Jesus is using this radio station, all the messages you've heard so far, the songs, the encouraging words from the announcers, and from Dr. Don right now to let you know God loves you and has a plan for your life, and he doesn't want this Friday to finish without you drawing a line in the sand and making a decision for him. Let us pray you through that decision. You can connect with us right now or anytime at this number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. I pray you've jotted it down, store it in your cell. Just know we're here to talk with you and pray with you right now. Or you can go keyboard to keyboard with us at theencouragingword.org. But before we get away, closing thoughts from Dr. Don.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
Thank you for your partnership with The Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. In fact, you can see that number on the television screen. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh, if the Lord has spoken to you through Dr. Don, let's talk about it. The number again is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.